All right, y'all. Peace and blessings. God bless you all. I'm Jarvis Kingston, and I hope that y'all are doing all right and staying strong and solid in these times that we're in. I pray that you have repented and that you were baptized. I pray that you are safe, protected, and prayed up. And I just pray that whatever situation that you're going through, that the Lord is with you, that he guides you, protects you, he looks out for you, he comforts you. I pray that your mental health gets better and that you become more strong and wise in the Lord. I pray that you keep fighting the good fight of faith. You keep running your race. You keep your eyes fixed on the Messiah. You keep your eyes fixed on the prize. You stay on that narrow straight gate path, and you help out plenty of people along your journey forevermore. Amen. Always remember that the Lord will never leave you nor forsake you, and that the Messiah intercedes for you, the Spirit intercedes for you. So always stay thankful, grateful, appreciative, and take it one day at a time. Most definitely, y'all. Let us thank the Lord for another day. Let us thank the Lord for waking us up and giving us another day to seek his face. Let us thank the Lord for food in our belly, clothes on our back, and a roof over our head. Let us thank the Lord for protecting us coming in and going out. Guiding us through the morning, getting us through the afternoon, getting us through the evenings, getting us through the nights, the week, the weekends. He is constantly looking out for us with his grace, mercy, favor, love, the outstretched arm of God, the mighty hand of God, the finger of God, his word, his only begotten son dying for our sins. There's so much things the Lord has done for us throughout our lifetime and continues to keep doing for us because his truth endures forever, his mercy is everlasting. Amen. So always worship him, always keep him first, always thank him, always trust in him through every situation you're going through. Amen. Most definitely welcome everyone. I appreciate all of you for listening and supporting. It means a lot to me. I love you all, praying for you all. Let us always uplift each other in Christ and encourage each other in the Lord. Let us always pray for each other, intercede for one another, comfort each other, support each other, all those great amazing things, people, brothers and sisters of the faith all over the world. Let us be together on one accord for the Most High. Amen. Much love to the 12 tribes of Israel, scattered all four corners of the earth, all the scattered Israelites among the nations, all ends of the earth. Much love to the churches and ministries out there with the sound doctrine, the peace, the love, the harmony, the fellowships, and the services. Much love to the previous martyrs, current martyrs, and future martyrs, the brave, bold, isolated, courageous believers who are going through it for the gospel, who are being persecuted for the faith, who are going through many tribulations for his namesake. Stay strong and encouraged out there, okay? Much love to the great tribulation saints down the road. Much love to all the grafted in Gentiles of all nations, tribes, languages, tongues, races, faces, kindreds, all over the world. Much love to all the brand new converts out there, all the people who just got baptized, God bless you, all the people who just repented, God bless you, all the people who just became a new creature in Christ, who just got a new beginning, God bless you, as well, who became a new believer. Greetings, family, shalom, everybody, most definitely. And if you didn't repent and get baptized, go repent, get baptized ASAP, amen. Most definitely. Welcome everyone, all peoples, all nations, all tribes, all languages, all tongues, all races, all faces, all kindreds, everybody. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. All the animals, all the creatures, all the beasts, all the fishes in the sea, the birds in the air, the trees, the plants, the mountains. Let all of God's creation praise him, amen. Whether you are an Israelite or a Gentile, it is all right. Whether you are chosen or adopted, grafted in, it is all right. Let us gather together and praise the Most High. Let's make a new song, clap our hands, stomp our feet, praise him. Rejoice, always rejoice. Make a joyful noise, make a joyful sound, cry out to him. Express yourself, do what you got to do, always for the Most High, amen. He is always watching us, so always serve him with gladness and joy, and always worship his spirit and truth, amen. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord. Love the Lord your God with all your mind, heart, soul, strength, and might. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord. Love the Lord your God with all your mind, heart, soul, strength, and might. Let us love our neighbors as we love ourselves. And let us keep doing Father's business and Father's will for the rest of our lives until the Son comes back. Amen. He has come back like a thief in the night, in a twinkling of an eye. He has come back at an hour nobody knows but the Father. So let's be watchful, prayed up, washed by the water, by the word, the washing of the water through the word. Let's keep our lamps and oils. Let us stand our purpose and calling for the Most High. Let the Lord keep revealing himself to us more often through dreams, visions, and encounters, and various ways of communications and encounters. Let us know the Lord better. Let's get more close to him. Let's seek his face. Draw near to God, he will draw near to you. Let us obey the gospel. Let us obey the law, statute, commandments. Let us obey all of God's word. Anything the Most High has told us personally according to our life, our calling, our purpose, our situations, our gifts, let's handle it, people, okay? Let's constantly keep seeking his face and keep being blameless and keep circumcising our hearts, people. Keep the word of God. Keep the law, statute, commandments. Keep the testimony of the Messiah. Keep the faith. Keep it all together, amen, most definitely. All right, y'all. So in today's message, what we will do is go through Jen DeLeon's church note. And from there, we'll close out with a prayer. We'll close out with a priestly blessing. And we'll close out, give all the praise, honor, and glory to the Most High God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And praise his only begotten Son who died for our sins. Amen. Hallelujah. So here we go. Hallelujah. Praise the Most High. Trust in him, people. Okay. The title of this church note is Steady in the Storm. It starts off with the book of Luke, chapter 8, verses 22 through 26. Let's continue with this church note. Anyone can be steady when there is no storm. Be steady, not hysterical, not frantic, not anxious, but steady in the storm. You're closer to there than you have ever been before, and in order to get there, you must be steady. You're in the middle of a storm and a blessing. The problem is most things start out calm. God isn't big on details. He tells you we're going to the other side, but doesn't tell you what's going to happen on the way. It's not the takeaway. It's not the takeoff that you have to be concerned about. Most marriages, businesses, babies take off good. He learned things about life, discipline and obedience that only the storm can teach you. You're listening to the podcast, but you're not really listening to you, until it's you that's grieving. Most of the time, our trauma triggers other traumas. You don't know who you got until the storm. They're inconvenienced in crisis mode. The storm is not yours to fix. The storm is yours to survive. You cannot fix the storm, and this drives you crazy. You pride yourself on being able to fix people, and that's why you pick fixer-uppers so you feel needed. You don't get to pick what life is going to hand you. You cannot pick the storm. You have a special kind of trauma when only you feel safe when you're in control. The enemy waits until you're tired, frustrated, burnt out, exhausted, and feel if one more thing hits me, I'm going to lose it. And that's when the storm comes. Every storm that ever hit the planet came and passed. How many times in your life have you gone through something and you don't think you'd make it? Stop wishing for other people's stuff because you don't know how much they had to put into it to be able to handle it. If your perspective doesn't change, you will misunderstand that God allowed the storm to give you an experience that no one else got to have, so you could know him in a way that other people never knew him. You couldn't bless millions of people if you didn't go through months and months or years of utter agony to sing a song, but it was the storm that administered a healing that couldn't have happened any other way. You're in the middle of a storm, and this isn't the time to give up. Sometimes God takes you through something that you don't have a point of reference for. It looks like you got it together and no one helps you because it looks like you got it together and you're scared out of your mind. Be steady in the storm. You didn't cause the storm. The storm is not your fault, so stop letting that voice accuse you and saying you brought this on yourself. Storms come to everybody. What made you think you'd be exempt from going through storms? Everything I know about God that matters, I learned it all in a storm. Had Peter recognized the power of his presence, he would have known the storm was lying because he would have known Jesus couldn't be drowned. The very fact that Jesus is still with you is a sign that the storm is a lie. The storm is a lie. The presence of God is enough to take you through anything. The storm isn't that bad. The enemy has a way of amplifying trouble in your mind to make you think it's worse than it really is, and then you panic. The devil knows the storm can't take you out. It's your fear that will take you out. Be steady. Your emotions are all over the place. God, this isn't a storm for me to rebuke. This is a storm for you to rebuke, and you are asking me to do what I've called you to do. I give you the power, and you're giving up the power by allowing your emotions to control your decisions. I cannot call an emotional leader. Don't panic. The storm is just a test for a controlled environment for what I'm about to do in your life. In front of every major move, God, there'll be some form of a storm, test, challenge. When you run into your Goliath, you have to come into your kingdom. Goliath isn't there to kill you. Goliath is there to introduce you. The reason you're fighting what you're fighting right now is because God is creating a stage for his anointing to rest on. The greater the storm, the greater the assignment. If God trusts you with that level of trouble, you've got to be somebody. All hell is breaking loose because this is Satan's last attempt. The trouble is normal. It's part of the job. You're significant. You don't have to fight the storm. You have to fight the temptation to become hysterical in the storm. You have to remain steady. Steady means whatever you were doing before the storm started, keep on doing it. The reward for passing the test is earning the next test. Eventually, you face so many of them, you learn to not delay the happiness for the test to be over to feel good. You've got to learn to find happiness in the midst of it because it's not going to stop. It's not ever going to stop. There's always going to be something. There's always going to be something that goes wrong. That's just a part of life. All right. Stay strong and stay through the storm, people. Amen. Most definitely. Hallelujah. Praise the Most High God of heaven and earth. He is the God of Shem, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. He is the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob forever. He is the God of Israel. He is the God of the Hebrews. He is the God of Jeshurun. He is the God of Noah, Job, and Daniel. Praise the Lord. His only begotten Son died for our sins and rose up 3 days later. Much love to the Messiah for shedding his blood for all of us. He is the last Adam, the second Adam. Praise the Most High. Praise the Lord, the Advocate, the Almighty, True, Living God. Praise the Lord, the Alpha and Omega. Amen. The Apostle of our profession, the Arm of the Lord, the Atoning Sacrifice for our sins, the Author and Finisher of our faith, the Author and Perfecter of our faith, the Author of Life, the Author of Salvation, the Beginning and the End, the Beginning of Creation of God, the Beloved Son, the Blessed and Only Potent, the Blessed and Only Ruler, the Branch, the Bread of God, the Bread of Life, the Bridegroom, the Capstone, the Captain of Salvation, the Chief Cornerstone, the Chief Shepherd, Christ, the Christ of God, the Consolation of Israel, the Cornerstone, the Counselor, Wonderful Counselor, the Creator, the Dayspring, the Deliverer, the Desire of the Nations, the Door, the Elect of God, Emmanuel, Emmanuel, God is with us, Eternal Life, Everlasting Father, Faith and True Witness, Faithful and True, the Faithful Witness, the First and Last, the First Begotten, the Firstborn from the Dead, Firstborn over all creation, the Forerunner, the Gate, the Glory of the Lord, God, the Good Shepherd, the Great High Priest, the Great Shepherd, the Head of the Church, the Heir of all things, the High Priest, Holy and True, the Holy One, the hope of glory, the horn of salvation, the I am that I am, the I am who I am, the great I am, the image of God, Jehovah, Jehovah, Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah Shalom, Jehovah Nissi, Jesus of Nazareth, Jesus, the Judge of Israel, the Judge, King Eternal. He is the King of Israel. Amen. He is the King of Kings. Hallelujah. He is the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Hosanna, Hosanna of the highest praise. Hosanna, the Son of David. Blessed be he that comes in the name of the Lord. We have blessed you out of the house of the Lord. King of saints, King of the ages, King of the Jews, the King, the Lamb of God, the Lamb without blemish, the last Adam, the lawgiver, the leader, commander, the life of the world, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the living one, the living stone. The Lord, our righteousness, the Lord is holiness, the Lord is my banner, the Lord is my portion, my strength, my rock, my refuge, my good fortress, my high tower, my shield, my buckler, my strength, my song, my salvation, my redeemer, my strength, my praise. Praise him always, our provider. Yahweh Yahuwah Yahweh Shai Yahweh Ben Yahweh Ahayah Shai Yeshua HaMashiach Yahweh Shai Yehoshua 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 Ahayah Shai Adonai Abba. He is a consuming fire. He is the Father of heavenly lights. He is the Father of the fatherless, the Father of widows, the Father of mercies. He is the God of heaven and earth. His Son sits at the right hand of him. The government rests on his shoulders. He is the great physician, can heal all things. He is the carpenter, can fix all things with God. All things are possible. Nothing is too hard for the Lord. God made everything in 6 days and rested on the seventh day. He could fix your situation right now in the name of Jesus. We touch and agree, y'all. Call on him and he'll show you great, mighty things. Search and seek him with all your heart and you will find him. He is a rewarder to those who seek him diligently. Know that he exists. Believe in him. Trust in him. Know he could do for you. Healing, restoration, deliverance, miracles, signs, wonders. Abide in him. Ask the Father what you need in your Son's name. And his Son's name, it shall be given to you. We touch and agree. We know that for the rest of our lives, the outstretched arm of God will be in our lives forever. The mighty hand of God will be in our lives forever. The finger of God will be in our lives forever. Amen. Most definitely, we are in agreement with the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. God is one. He got us, y'all. Praise him. He is the Lord of all, the Lord of glory, the Lord of lords, the man from heaven, the man of sorrows, the mediator of the new covenant, the mediator, the messenger of the covenant, the Messiah, the mighty God, the mighty one, the morning star, the Nazarene, the offspring of David, the only begotten Son of God, our great God and Savior, our holiness, our husband, our Passover, our protection, our redemption, our righteousness, our sacrificed Passover lamb, the power of God, the precious cornerstone, the Prince of Kings, the Prince of Life, the Prince of Peace, the Prophet, the Redeemer, the Resurrection and Life, the Resurrection, the Resurrector, the Life, the Revelation, the Revelator, the Righteous Branch, the Righteous One, the Radiant One, the Perfect Example, the Rock, the Root of David, the Rose of Sharon, the Rule of God's Creation, the Rule of the Kings of the Earth, the Savior, the Seed of Woman, the Shepherd and Bishop of Souls, the Shiloh, the Son of Abraham, the Son of David, the Son of God, the Son of Man, Son of the Blessed, Son of the Most High God, the Source of Eternal Salvation for all who obey him. The Son of Righteousness, the Just One, the One Mediator, the Stone the Builders Rejected, the True Bread, the True God, the True Light, the True Vine. He is the Truth. Amen. He is the Way. Hallelujah. He is the Way, Truth, and Life. Praise Him. The Wisdom of God, the Witness, the Wonderful Counselor, the Word of God, the Word of Life, the Word of Yahuwah, the Word of Elohim, the Word made flesh, the Living Word. Praise Him. His word is purified and silver, just as David said in the Psalms. Every word of God is true, pure, and false, as the book of Proverbs says. And we know his words are double-edged swords, as the book of Hebrews says. Amen. We touch and agree. He is the everlasting king, the high priest of the order of Melchizedek. He is the sinless high priest, y'all. He is the way everlasting. Praise him. Prayers up for all the poor people, all the widows, all the orphans, all the fatherless, all the strangers, the sojourners, the refugees, the tribe of Levi. Prayers up for all the elders, the babies, the children, the men, women, all people, all walks of life. Prayers up for all of you. Amen. Most definitely. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, we forgive our debtors. And do not lead us into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For yours is the kingdom and the power and the honor and the glory forever. Amen. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. And they shall put my name on the children of Israel, and I will bless them. Shalom. Amen. Selah. Barakathah. Repent and get baptized. Forgive everybody so the Father can forgive you. Be blameless before the Lord our God and circumcise your hearts. I'm Jarvis Kingston. I love you all. Praying for you all. Peace.